I've got Dustin Roth joining me, Director of Marketing Communications for the Greater Burlington Partnership. We are talking about some things that are coming up in this year that is going to be, it's a new year, it's 2024, and 2023 actually was a pretty good year, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad. It's now we're at that stage where everybody goes to write the year, and they, at least these first few weeks, they got to cross out the three and put the four in. At least that's how I usually do it.
I have everything pretty much computerized here at the station.
That's good.
Which means, well, it is and it isn't, because, I mean, I have to have a specific beginning and an end date for every piece of material that I put in and out. And I'm getting better at putting 24 in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it also I also know, because it rejects it instantly
yes.
if it's 23.
True.
But anyway,
yes.
You've got a couple of guides that are coming out a little bit later on. It is a new visitor's guide and a new community guide that are coming out in May. And so what exactly? The visitor's guide, I'm going to guess, okay, all of the hot spots in the area, right?
Yep, so a little bit of a backstory. So most people in the community are probably familiar with the community guide. And so every year the Chamber of Commerce had partnered with the Convention and Visitors Bureau to put out one 80-page publication that was, it tried to do two things. One, it was a showpiece for the visitors, Convention and Visitors Bureau, to help promote our community, but it was also the Chamber of Commerce member directory, so it was a resource for our a community. Now, it was a good book, but the problem with that is it tried to be everything to everybody, and when you do that, sometimes you fall short. Right. So last year we made the decision to split up the publication into two. And so what is coming out and hopefully will be delivered today is the brand new visitor's guide. And so that is much more. So that was put together by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And so that will be used to promote Greater Burlington as a destination for visitors.
Okay.
So it is much more. If you saw last year's guide towards the beginning of it, it's much more pictures, a lot less text. It's more about enticing people to come to the community.
Oh, and I think the fact is there are places to visit that are good anytime.
Sure.
I mean, Snake Alley, right?
Yep.
The river is the river. And, you know, there's Crapo Park,
Big Hollow,
Fun
City, realistically,
the Gulf Spirit Hollow,
yep,
the
you
three
can do
golf
that year
courses,
round year.
All of those things that are here, Burlington Bees baseball, all of that, you know that. But there's also a lot of community events that are also going on that are also we can predict as well. Are those things in the visitor's guide as well?
So it depends. So so this is where we kind of split some things off, is that the larger events are in the visitor's guide. So huge, like Fun City, for example, that pulls a ton of people
right.
in there. For events, like the Des Moines County Fair does pull some. It's kind of a split one that
right.
will pull some people from the region. But there are smaller events like Friday Fest and things that happen down that are not necessarily going to pull people from 2 hours away.
Snake Alley Criteria
that
in May.
Yes. So what we decided to do, the new Chamber of Commerce guide, will not come out until May. Now, there's a few different reasons about that. We're tying it to our membership and people getting in. So this year is going to be the wonky year where the visitor's guide's out now and then the Chamber of Commerce guide's not out until May. Now, but in doing that, the Chamber of Commerce guide will be able to focus much more on local things.
Okay.
And so local and maybe like slightly regional, not necessarily have to worry about just pulling people from, 2 hours plus away. So a good example of that is when we talk about things to do. A lot of the visitor's guide, you talk about Fun City, you talk about 34 Raceway, you talk about the Bees, which a lot of
right.
local people know
right.
about. But in the Chamber of Commerce guide, we're trying to go off some of those things where people that are, even if they're either new or maybe they've been here but they just don't know, are available. So, for example, like the library's got Wiggle Time for little kids.
Yes.
Not everybody necessarily knows about that. The Recplex has got adult leagues for softball, all sorts of things, softball, baseball, or soccer, all of those things.
Right.
Where if you're not necessarily familiar, you just don't know if those things are happening.
You get more detail in the guide.
Yes, okay. And those are things for regional or for local and slightly regional people would care about, but visitors don't necessarily care about that they can sign. They're not going to come 2 hours every Thursday to come play softball out at the Recplex, right? So the Chamber of Commerce publication is going to be much more of a local resource for people.
But it also is going to be spotlighting Chamber of Commerce businesses.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
In other words, okay, hey, I want a good Italian restaurant. Or
yes.
I want a good sushi restaurant. Or I want a Hawaiian restaurant. Or whatever.
Correct. Yes. So this. Yes. So what we want this to be is the new Chamber of Commerce guide is what we want to be able to everybody in the community can have. We'll have more than enough for everybody to have so that they can take it home and use it. I know everybody uses the Googles and things like that, but this is going to be a nice resource that somebody can just grab off of. Hey, I know I've heard of X, Y, or Z. Oh, there it is. I found it in the community guide.
You know, remember in the day, in the not so distant past, where, you move to town, well, I guess I'll check through the yellow pages, right?
Yep, that's true, yes.
Doesn't seem to be the main reason,
doesn't seem to be
the first source anybody goes
and
to
it's,
anymore.
It's not, and so the internet is awesome. Obviously, I grew up with the internet. It does some great things, but the one thing that it doesn't necessarily do well, especially for smaller communities, is aggregate all of those businesses. Like, it's not as easy to find, you know,
right.
Like Annapolis or, the Busted Cup that just opened up downtown, Happy Joe's or whatever. It's not necessarily easy to find.
Yeah, with brew pubs and things like that.
Yes, so the local businesses are not as easy to find when you're just Googling something, right? It's just not.
Right.
And so that's where we're trying to step in and be that for either new people or for current residents, is that aggregate all of those things that you can have one piece, one guide publication that they can just keep and utilize all year round.
Now, the information in the guide that's
yes.
published, that's actually behind, it'll be
yep.
printed on
yep.
paper.
It's a printed guide.
But it will all of that information also be available online?
It is. So greaterburlington.com, I was here, I don't know, last month at some time,
yeah.
realistically. The week's just kind of all blended
really?
Together. Really? Yes. So on greaterburlington.com, you'll be able to find all of this information as well. So at the very top, you'll have two buttons. One's the member directory and one's the community guide. So we'll have digital versions of these as well. But I'm a paper person. I like to have things and flip
yes.
through things. I don't know. I just do. Maybe it's because I stare at the computer screen
for
20 hours a day.
I think a lot of people like having books and paper simply
sure.
because it is different. It's different than simply looking at – I look at a screen – well, that's what I do. I do it all day.
Same thing. All day, all the time. So I don't know if that's one of those things where I just like to have a physical copy in my hand.
Yeah.
And it does help. So we're gonna have these all throughout the community. You know, they'll be at the hotels. We want to put one in pretty much every waiting room. I know I was talking with Della yesterday, and she said the salon that she goes to puts out community guides, or it was last week, or I can't remember when it was, but they put out community guides. And then she'll go back and look, and they're gone. Because people grab them, because they just don't know, like, they'll see something that piques their interest, so they'll take it, that's what we want. So we'll just keep delivering these out to community. So that is our goal, is just to push these out, have them. If you're sitting in a waiting room somewhere, we want to have some
right.
of these out there for people to look through.
Any
that's
place,
the point.
Yeah, I think a lot of times. You go to any major hotel in Chicago or New York, or you go to Los Angeles
yep.
or whatever, you're going to see, they're going to have in there, there'll be a book, basically. It'll be
yep.
like a, it'll tell you, okay, where's the best place to go? And where do you find whatever you need to find? And the hotels typically will publish their mm-hmm. own version of that sort of thing. But this is one that is sort of an all-encompassing one, right?
So the community guide, yes. So it is all-encompassing for local.
Okay.
Again, where our past publications were the marriage between the visitor's guide and the local one, now we split those off. So the visitor's guide, you'll still see a few of them around in the community because it's still good to have. And they'll be at the hotels and things like that, but it's mostly going out of the area.
But the visitor's guide will also have, you know, the area things like what Des Moines County, what's happening in Fort Madison, what's happening in the area, the regional. Hey, where do you go to find something interesting? Nauvoo, baby. You want to go see Nauvoo.
Yes.
You want to go check and see what's happening in Mount Pleasant. You want to go see, well, yeah, anyways, you'll have... That'll be more of a regional type of guide, is that right?
The visitor's guide is somewhat sort of regional. It kind of depends. So it's I think of it this way.
The big events.
If you're what would entice you to come visit a community, right? So we all live here in Greater Burlington. What drives you to, if there's a small community out there, or maybe even a larger community, what is it that drives you to go to those things, right? So that's what the visitor's guide is for, is to aggregate all of those things in our community that would be appealing to visitors to come. Maybe they live in a big city and they want to get out away from the traffic. I mean, if you've been to a big city, traffic's awful. So maybe they just want to have a weekend where they are in a slower moving, quaint, pleasant community like ours. That's the stuff that we're aggregating in the visitor's guide, things like that.
And again, all of those will be both available in print in May. Is that right?
So the visitor's guide should be en route and should be at the Welcome Center, Port of Burlington Welcome Center, by the end of the week. They keep. It was supposed to be delivered yesterday, but we got a message that's supposed to be delivered today.
But the other one comes out in May.
Correct. So the visitor's guide will be available hopefully by the end of the week. It's printed. It's just on its way here. And then the local guide will be available in May. So once we get closer to that, we'll be back and probably talk some more about it. But that's one of those things. Because we split it up, we want to make sure we let the community know, hey, we know that we split this off. The visitor's guides is January. The new local community guide will be in May. So the old one will still work for a little bit. There's only a few slightly changes, but stay tuned for May for that new guide.
All right, and you can find out more information by going to greaterburlington.com.
You can.
And again, you can check it out. Dustin Roth, the Director of Marketing and Communication. Obviously, you're going to be pretty heavily involved in producing both of these things. Is that right?
Yes,
and,
you are correct.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And let's make it a great 2024.